And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second edition of Sports Talk with Lamar and Sid. We have a special guest today, Dave, the boss, Rich.
Like a boss. Dave.
What's up, everybody? I want to thank you guys for having me on the show today. Of course, you know I love sports, so why not talk about it?
Oh, of course, man. You know, we're glad to have you. I mean, obviously, you know, Dave here, he's a avid baseball fan, you know, he's not much of a White Sox fan anymore.
I acknowledge, you know, that the Cubs aren't going to win until my great grandkids have great grandkids.
I'm glad you
understand
see that.
That, but that's not going to stop me from rooting for the Cubs. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I feel bad for you and E-Man, and you should probably know who I'm talking about, Emmanuel Jones. But yeah, anyway. Topics today, we're going to range from NBA All-Star Weekend, NFL Labor Union Talks, Albert Pujols contract.
And play.
And the Daytona 500. You know, we're going to probably going to have more topics to talk about here, but we're going to try
All-Star Weekend?
Which has been clearly said. Yeah, come on, Sid. Get your
It's more than, man, you know.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. Man. But, yeah, that's actually what we're going to start talking about. NBA All-Star Weekend. Now, in my opinion, this is much better than football's All-Star Weekend.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Anything is better than football.
Yeah.
Watching paint dry is better than the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
It is. I'm dead serious.
All right. That's one man's opinion. Opinion. You might disagree. But I think...
Well, I didn't particularly like the Pro Bowl last time.
Well, I actually was going to, you know, we've all established that the Pro Bowl is no good here,
sucks.
But I think for the fact is they have the best All-Star weekend going on in
NBA.
Sports. Yeah, NBA.
Because Derrick Rose isn't it?
Obviously, not just because of that, but it also helps MVP D. Rose.
Oh, yeah, he should definitely be the MVP of the league. And there's no Chicago bias here.
If you saw last night's game against the Spurs, how he took over every single quarter, even in the 2 minutes he was in the second quarter, he scored 9 points. It's amazing. Derrick Rose, if he's not MVP, I might boycott basketball. just kidding. No one.
But yeah, tonight, rather, two events going on. You have the Celebrity All-Star Game. And the rookie and sophomore game.
Like,
now, we're going to start with the All-Star game here. Celebrity game, at least.
How about that lineup, huh?
Yeah. The lineup, you know, is pretty good. You have Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, Scottie Pippen, yeah. Bill Walton, yeah. A.C. Green, B.J. Armstrong, Chris Mullin, Jalen Rose. And then you have some guys when you're just
on
wondering.
Celebrity.
Yeah, why? Celebrity. Celebrities, and you're like, can he actually play basketball? You have Bill Simmons, ESPN.com columnist Common, who's just about in this event every year, and he's proved that he can play some ball. Jason Alexander.
George Costanza.
Yes. I want to see how that works out. I honestly don't think he's going to get much playing time, but we'll see from there. Zach Levy, I don't really know who that is, so I can't say anything. I don't think the... Sid or Dave can't either. Rob Kardashian, the last name pretty much says it all.
Kim, I love you.
Yeah.
Love you, Kim.
Ty Burrell, Jimmy Kimmel.
That's going to be fun.
It will. And.
Everybody's favorite. Everybody's favorite.
Justin Bieber. Rightfully so.
He's on there because he's the water boy. Okay, let's clarify this right now.
Hey, you might have a logical point because you cannot tell me that this man
gonna be blocked. Everybody's gonna be Dwight Howard on playing defense.
You know what? If he wins the All-Star Game MVP off of performance, they should completely end the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Justin Bieber, if that's going to happen, Justin Bieber has to score 50.
Technically, this kid has no pressure because not many people think he can play basketball.
Exactly.
So,
never say never, you know. He might go for 36 and 10. Who knows? He's Justin Bieber. He's awesome. He's the best singer in the news today.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting to watch.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I won't be able to see it. I'll be hanging out with.
I would have loved,
but I would love to see it though.
I would have loved to have saw Eminem in this game. He looks like somebody that. I mean, he's so angry when he raps.
Yeah, well, he's a good size. I mean, you know,
he looks like he might be able to use that anger on the basketball court.
If Eminem was a people person and a media person, he would probably get in this game, but. How often do you see Eminem outside of music videos?
Very good point. And then, you know, you have those three-point shooters and Ray Allen, the defending champ Paul Pierce, Kevin Durant.
Go KD.
James Jones, Daniel Gibson. And
wasn't James Jones the guy that blew that game-time three?
No, that was Mike Miller.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if James Jones was open, LeBron would have passed it to him. But, yeah, so those are the guys that are in a three-point contest, and really, that's going to be an interesting...
Who you got winning that?
You want to say Ray Allen. You know you want to.
I want to say Ray Allen, well, quite
you
frankly.
You should. I mean, you know, if people should say Ray Allen. I mean, look what he just did.
Who do I want to win, though? Is Kevin Durant. Who do I think will win? Probably Ray Allen, who do I want to win?
Ray Allen, but who do I think going to win is going to be someone other than Ray Allen.
I don't think Paul Pierce is
not going to retain the champ.
He's not, but I expect him to at least put up a fight because he won it last year. I'm surprised still, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
And then you have the skills competition on Saturday night with Chris Paul, Derrick Rose, John Wall, Russell Westbrook, just to name a few. So, this has to be the toughest skill challenge really that you will ever see.
Really
any
does.
One of these guys,
well, any one of them,
they could win this.
Yeah, but we all know who
I'm
going to
be biased. I'm going to be biased. Use my Chi-Town bias and say Derrick Rose MVP.
Oh, I didn't really show much love to Steph Curry, but he's in this too. But to be honest with you, he's the guy that I least expect to win this contest.
But Stephen Curry is very good. Look what he did. Look what the Warriors have been on recently before the All-Star break. They have been winning games.
I look at him as a three-point shooter. It's not just Stephen Curry. He gets overlooked.
I think the Golden State Warriors actually are a team that get overlooked. Actually, they're a very good offensive team.
They're Knicks of the West, which might be a problem because they don't play defense.
Right, they
play
absolutely no D. That's the only problem with them. By the way, if they had at least one good defender, they would be at least a 6th seed in the West.
Exactly. So, and yeah, I'm gonna say Russell Westbrook wins this because Chris Paul, you know, I know he's had his fair share. Derrick Rose has won his. I don't think Steph Curry is gonna win it. And John Wall, man, he might be a sleeper, but I just like Westbrook more. I think it's been such a breakout season for the man that this is his event for the taking, even with the tough competition.
You know what? In a way, I agree with you, but Derrick Rose is just so good. I don't see him losing this one unless he can't hit that jump shot, which. A couple of years ago, when he did win, we were questioning, can he hit that mid-range jump shot? And
I think Derrick Rose has clearly improved.
So if he won it a couple of years ago when he was a rookie and when he didn't have a jumper, imagine how well he could do this year with a jumper, with much more improved skills.
And confidence. I mean, he's got confidence.
Exactly. That's why I see Derrick Rose winning this one.
You know, it'll probably be Rose and Westbrook in the finals. That's what I'm going to say. Rose versus Westbrook.
I can see that happening.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting one. Then you got the slam dunk contest.
Blake!
Which, quite frankly, let's just be honest.
Don't criticize it.
It's been lacking.
Ever since Superman left.
Yeah, it's been lacking. I'm just glad there's no Nate Robinson in the contest.
Thank you.
My problem. Every time you get somebody that short, they're going to always win it because of their height. And it's really not fair.
Well, to be fair, it is rightfully so. No one expects a short man to win.
I know.
But my beef with it is Dwight Howard literally gave Nate Robinson the championship by letting him be used for the final dunk.
Right,
in a competition.
Yeah.
That's one thing that ticked me off so much. Dwight Howard didn't say, I don't want to win. Here, I'm going to help you win. You don't do that. It's competition. It's not a team up. That's the thing that kind of made me mad about the one Nate Robinson won.
Well, at any rate, if Blake Griffin hopefully should be able to save this contest.
I know.
I mean, really, outside of Blake, who's a perennial favorite for pretty much everyone who watches basketball, I actually have a sleeper pick. And I'm going to agree with what Charles Barkley said. Look out for JaVale McGee.
That's terrible.
I think he I know he's a 7-footer, but terrible, it worked terrible for Dwight Howard. I mean, Dwight Howard.
But I don't think he'll be nearly as impressive.
Oh, he
as
probably
what
won't,
Dwight
but
Howard
I mean,
has done
JaVale can dunk. So it's better than thinking Serge Ibaka will win the contest. I honestly don't even know where
Serge Ibaka is going to win. He's going to win the whole thing. He's going to do the 360 between the legs three times like on NBA Live 05.
See, I didn't even know Serge Ibaka can dunk. So that surprised me. I mean, so yeah.
You got to look at the highlights, man. We got to review the highlights before.
It's when you have Durant and Westbrook, he's not going to get much highlights.
I guess you're right.
I mean, so yeah. And then you have DeMar DeRozan. I don't really have much to say about him, but, you know.
I don't know anything about him.
I'm looking for Blake or JaVale McGee to win this thing. That's all I'm going to say. And then you have the Grand Poobah of the weekend, the NBA All-Star weekend, East versus West.
Let's look at the roster.
In L.A.
And I hope there's no bias out of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there probably will be, though. If the West wins and Kobe has a good enough performance, he's going to be the MVP. It will only make sense if that's...
Just read the letter first. I have something to say.
All right, you look at the Eastern...
For certain members of the West.
The Eastern Conference All-Stars, you have LeBron, Amari, Dwayne Wade, Derrick Rose, and Dwight Howard. No surprises there. They all deserve to start.
Especially Rose.
Yes, definitely. Then on the bench, you have Ray Allen, Chris Bosh, Kevin Garnett, Al Horford, Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce, and Rajon Rondo. I kind of have a problem with Al Horford being on the team. That's just me. I don't know. Maybe I don't watch him enough.
Yeah, I probably don't. So, who should have took his place, though?
That's the problem.
That's the question.
It's in the East. So, yeah, I guess he did deserve it one way or another. And then you have in the West, Chris Paul, Kobe Bryant, obviously, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant, and Tim Duncan taking the place of Yao Ming.
Who, for some odd reason, was voted in.
Yeah.
Waste.
Yeah, that was... I know there's fan voting, but come on, fans, wake up. What's the point of voting if you know he's not going to play?
He's not going to play. He doesn't play 10 games in the season.
Is he even in America as we should?
that would be really...
Maybe getting some type of foot surgery or something, but... You have the bench players. You have Manu, Pau Gasol, Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, Dirk Nowitzki, Russell Westbrook, and Darren Williams.
Okay, before we talk about how the All-Star game is going to go, I have to say this. Phil Jackson, take Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol out of the All-Star game. Go to the gym and train, because obviously that three-game losing streak is unacceptable if you're the two-time defending champs, especially the one to the Cavs.
Hey,
Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol should not be attending. They should be with the rest of the team somewhere in the gym in L.A. training for the playoffs and stuff like that. Because losing to the Cavaliers is unacceptable, and you do not deserve to have fun on All-Star Weekend if you can't even beat the worst team in the league.
Look, see,
don't deserve it.
Very unusually here, but I'm gonna somewhat take up for the Lakers here, believe it or not. Yeah, Chris. You heard me, Chris. I am not going to bash Kobe this time. Although, maybe he should get some blame, because Pau Gasol did his duty. He got 30 and 20. So, I'm trying to figure out where Kobe was, because he was 8 for 24 with 17 points. I didn't watch the game, so I'm not going to criticize Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant here, as you probably like to refer him, Chris. As I told you, they probably weren't going to take that game serious.
I don't care if you don't take the game seriously at all. That is like the unwritten law of the NBA. You can play as bad as you want, but you must beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is the same team that got blown out by a team by a team that has not won a road game.
Oh, yeah, they lost to the Wizards. I thought that was hilarious.
the two-time defending champs lost to a team that got blown out. They got blown out by a team that never won a road game. How is that acceptable? You don't deserve to have fun. You don't deserve All-Star Weekend if you can't beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. You don't. I'm sorry. That's my belief. Maybe they'll turn around after All-Star Weekend. Maybe they'll have like the Phoenix Sun transformation. Because right now, I am not convinced. After losing to the Cavaliers, I am not convinced that they can repeat.
I really didn't. Well,
I'm not convinced.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear you say those words.
I'm not convinced. That's why I say the Bulls. Go Bulls.
Yeah.
go Bulls.
I really didn't think the Lakers were the best team last year in the finals. That's just one man's opinion. And I certainly don't think they're that good this year. But they seem to be taking the Boston Celtic approach. The Celtics stumbled like this last year, and they wound up being in the finals. Now, hopefully the good news is, like the Celtics, they lose. This is my opinion. Yes, Chris, I said it. I hope they lose. I enjoyed that loss when they had against Cleveland, but I'm not gonna rip them like I did last week. So I'm gonna cut them some slack.
Cut them some slack for losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers that only has 10 wins at this point of the season.
Seems like the
Lakers. Team that went on a 23 plus losing streak. A team that got blown out by a now one win road team? Are you kidding me?
Hey,
inexcusable. Inexcusable.
But that comes from a Laker fan. This obviously doesn't bother me because I hate the Lakers. So, I mean, I'm just moving on to the next day. So, yeah. Inexcusable. But, yeah, really, I look down the roster. The West seem to have more talent, if you ask me, but the question is, who's going to win? And you look on the fan polls, 65% of the nation on NBA.com say the East will win, or 35% say the West. That's interesting.
Let's see why.
Really, the East? I look at the West.
If LeBron James and Derrick Rose are starting on the same team, well,
The West bench looks a little stronger to me than the East, though.
Yeah, the bench looks stronger, but the starting five to me looks stronger than the West.
You know, I mean, okay, we compare it this way: Derrick Rose or Chris Paul.
Derrick Rose.
Okay, Kobe Bryant or Dwayne Wade.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe.
Yeah. Okay. Carmelo Anthony or Kevin? No. Whoa! Almost made me a mistake here. Carmelo Anthony. Or LeBron James.
LeBron.
Carmelo in the clutch, though.
Okay.
It's an All-Star game.
I know. I just felt like I needed to say that. Amari Stoudemire or Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
There you go. It seems like maybe a little even.
Now you think about it, it is kind of even because where one man falls, another man.
Well, no, this breaks the tie between Dwight Howard and Tim Duncan, though. So Dwight Howard gets the nod. So, yeah. Well, yeah. We will see. I personally, I guess I'm going to head with the East on this one.
You know what?
I'm still going with the East.
Since both of you said
East. He's going to say the West.
I was going to say East, but y'all made me change, so I have to have to say the West.
All right.
It's all good, Sid.
Even though certain people don't need the All-Star Week, they need to be at the gym, but that's my opinion.
Hey, for a Laker hater's sake, maybe they get injured. That's just all I'm saying.
That's a bad thing to wish on somebody, man.
Don't hurt the Bulls now.
We don't need that karma.
I'm not talking about the Bulls, though.
Yeah, but, you know, karma.
Yeah, if that happened to
Not even a loss, an injury, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You saw what happened when Rose got injured last year. We went on like an 8-game losing streak and almost knocked ourselves out the playoffs.
And speaking of injury, I mean... You know, Noah comes back.
He'll be back after All-Star Weekend.
He's going to be perfect for the playoffs. I got the feeling.
I can't wait for the playoffs. I can't wait till Noah come back.
I know, and it's not even March.
If the Bulls are this good without Noah, imagine how good they're going to be with Joakim Noah. Best in the league. That's all I'm going to say. They're going to be the best team in the league.
They're only like two games behind the Celtics and Heat.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not even fully healthy. Noah. They don't have their real team out there. Oh, man.
So that's just how it is. But
go Bulls.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But we will head to our first commercial. Well, not commercial break. But
music break.
Music break here. And we'll be back. We're going to try to play for you Switch by Will Smith.
Sorry.
Hey! Just wanted to say that.
No. Sorry, Chris, for my comments.
Don't kill me tomorrow.